Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Beharian Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Who needs co-ops? Those of us less economically endowed who desire to identify and mobilize local resources for investments, profit-making, and sharing equitably according to sound business principles. Organized co-ops mean strength in numbers and structures. Approaches to financial lending institutions will then attract significant attention. Contact the Guyana National Cooperative Union Limited and get your co-ops going again.
In our last episode, another composting project was launched in Murundoy, with Ignatius praising all for the steps they had made so far. Mr. Green from the Small Business Bureau also advised residents about grants and loans. Ignatius and Shelley advised Patsy to consult a doctor about her swelling foot, as it could be filaria. Rhonda and Unique discussed the draft local content policy on oil. And Unique told her she was interested in starting a small recycling business of her own. Right now, Venus is visiting Kevin.
Hi, babes.
Venus, what are you doing here?
I'm here to cook the cook-up rice, Kevin. We're welcoming this new year together.
We need to talk.
Oh, you can talk while I season the meat.
No, I want you to be still and listen.
Honey, it's already late and I want to finish this cook-up rice before 12 tonight.
Venus!
Excuse me? Who are you raising your voice at?
Sorry. But I need you to be still and listen to me for a while.
Okay, you have 2 minutes.
Look, I'm just gonna get straight to the point. We need to be real with each other.
When have I ever been fake with you? I am 150 pounds of gorgeous flesh and blood and you know this.
What?
What is the point you're trying to make?
This is not working. I think it's best we go our separate ways. Venus, did you hear me?
Oh, Kevin, you're such a kidder. Look, let me season this meat, yeah?
I am not joking.
And you obviously did not hear me when I told you the only person to end this relationship would be me. That still stands.
How can you still want to be with somebody who obviously don't want you?
Who doesn't want me? You? because obviously you're only slightly confused.
Wow.
I did not invest months of my life in you for you to toss me aside like this. I will say when this is over.
I am breaking up with you, Venus. We are done. Venus!
You really think I'm playing with you, Kevin? Why are you running, Kevin?
Venus, you crazy girl. I'm gonna call the police.
And I will be cooking the cook-up.
Well, my grandchild, why are you smiling to yourself, sir?
What you talking about, Granny?
What you talking about? I got no whispering sweet nothings in your ears.
Anyway.
Hiya.
Let me be happy now.
Yes, who got you so happy?
Anyway, Granny, I told you about the reusing bottle business I want to start.
Yeah.
Well, I have been doing some research in sanitation management.
And what you learn?
Well, the Ministry of Communities is pushing some really good initiatives like the market waste compost, for example.
Who do you think, Marunda, I get the idea of the village compost heap? Part of it is scraps from the market.
But I think this is a good idea for the entire country. If every market could participate in community composting to supply farmers, a lot of chemical fertilizers that got the greens melting in 2 days could done.
So true. Compost is one of the best things you could use when farming.
I also learned that there are plans to recycle cardboard.
We had businesses that used to do that. It's about time we started back.
I agree. You could imagine if everything was either reused, recycled, or put into compost in this country. Piano would be so clean.
Well, that right there is a dream, girl.
It's a dream that is possible.
And what about the metal recycling?
Oh, we already have that happening on some scale.
Well, I know about exporting scrap iron.
You know about the end-of-life tires to make roads?
Yes, the village council discussed that. And I mean, we desperately need to find something to do with them old tires indeed. Every day you look, it's new cars on the road.
Yes, and making greenhouse gas emissions worse. Anyway, there's another story.
Well, everybody wants to drive. Gone are the days when more people were walking or riding bicycles.
Well, if people don't realize that soon they will have to return to those old habits, we're in big trouble.
You know what I think might eventually happen if we continue, sir? Garbage building up. More and more cars on the road. All that is bad for the environment.
Yeah.
It might get so bad that we will have no choice but to stop. In a sense, we have to build back the world to what it used to be before all this nonsense. I mean, the way this place has alone should tell we. What gonna happen in the next 50 years' time?
50 years is long.
Yeah, but time does fly.
Anyway, if people change their behaviors, it's gonna be okay.
What about all them old computers and cell phones? Do you have any plans for that? Because as far as I see, if we keep adding to that, it's enough problems too.
Well, as far as I know, they might be able to extract rare earth metals from old computers and so on.
I mean, if you try for burn a computer, they still gonna have a lot of it left.
But that is dangerous too. We're moving away from burning.
I agree. That ain't good for nobody.
Oh gosh, Granny. It's so much work to do.
Well, one day at a time.
Venus, the police are on their way. If you had good sense, you would leave now.
You seriously call the police on me? Kevin!
Venus, go!
How could you do this to me? After I have taken you and tried to mold you into a better man? You ungrateful wretch!
You know what? The biggest mistake of my life was getting involved with you.
Oh no! The biggest mistake of your life is trying to break up with me. You think this is over just like this? It is not over till I say it's over.
The police are on their way.
What kind of man locks himself in a room? Come out here and face me.
The police will be here just now, Venus. Go.
I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
Get help, Venus. Get help.
You think you can leave me like I wasn't worth a penny or a dime? You think you can go on like it meant nothing? No, Kevin. Open this door.
Venus, go.
Oh my gosh. You seriously called the police?
Yes, I did.
Kevin, you will not rest. You will not rest! You think this is over? You tried me, Kevin! You tried me!
Just get on your way!
You will pay for this, Kevin! You will pay!
Happy New Year to you too!
Granny, I think the ministry is doing a great job. I'm reaching everybody at the same time. The Green Generation Project targets the primary school children. That means we have a generation who are going to grow up with a different attitude towards garbage disposal than their parents.
That is true.
Then they have solid waste management toolkits for community groups. I have one at the environmental club.
That's good.
Plus soon minibuses, We'll get small waste bins.
Oh gosh, it's about time. The amount of time you see food boxes, bottles, and all manner of waste come to the bus windows is too much.
I agree, Granny.
I hope it's successful.
Well, I see a few minibuses with bins, but it's still work to do to make it the standard thing.
Well, hopefully.
Yep.
We could have a nice life in Guyana if everybody cooperate in taking care of the environment.
Plus with oil and gas.
Well, I'm just glad Guyanese getting training to work in oil and gas, because we should benefit more than anybody else.
As individuals and businesses, plus people already being trained. They had people trained in Trinidad last August, for example.
Well, that's nice.
14 of them have skills now to work in oil and gas. And of course, there's what the University of Guyana is doing. Plus, the collaborations with other universities puts Guyanese at an advantage to work in the industry.
Well, what about if we don't have some of the skills here?
Then they have many Guyanese in the diaspora, and they should be the second option if the skills are not at home.
Well, I agree. I feel a lot of Guyanese will be coming home because a lot of places getting hard.
Granny, everywhere hard.
Plus, the business community will have loads of opportunity too.
Yeah, private companies can bid for contracts. Matter of fact, ExxonMobil already started issuing some contracts, and those companies will be issuing subcontracts.
Yeah, well, I hope one of them come and contract with a restaurant for cook for these people who will be working in the industry.
Of course, Granny.
Thank you for coming over, Unique. It's nice to be welcoming a new year with you.
Well, I had a long day. Me and Granny talk a lot while cooking the cook-up.
Well, I had an interesting day. If you had come over a few hours earlier, you would have seen broken glass on the floor and pots and pan all over.
What?
Venus.
Oh, not her again. I thought you said you were breaking up with her again.
I did. And that was her reaction.
Wow. She is really psycho.
Yep. I had to call the police to get she out of here.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, she's not gonna bother me anymore.
It's good that you got out of that now. People don't realize that some women are just as abusive as men.
So true. Finally get some peace.
So, what that means?
How you mean?
I mean, what we've been doing?
It means that I can finally ask you this.
What?
Unique Boston, will you be my girlfriend?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Artisan Direct Support and Rainbow House have provided psychosocial support in Region 4 for the past 25 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, contact Artisan Direct Support on 225-5112 or visit them at 156 Alexander Street, Kitty, or Rainbow House on 225-3119 or the David Rose Center, West Front Road. Your health is yours. Handle with care.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.